Today we really do have bionic technology.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Okay, maybe not to turn you into the $6 million man, but how about a mobile power plant? Let's start with the backstory. About 15 years ago, a couple of young scientists, Doug Weber and Max Donlin, worked together. Donlin wrote his grad school dissertation on the energy people create when they walk. He asked Weber, now a biomedical engineer at the University of Pittsburgh, to run with his idea.
He approached me with the idea of building a wearable device that can actually harvest that energy and not only generate electricity, but potentially make it easier to walk.
Weber and Donlin put together a rough prototype in his garage. A lab-tested version of their early demo was just published in the journal Science. The bionic gizmo looks pretty much like a knee brace with a power pack attached. Weber calls up a video on YouTube to show me how it works. On the screen, a guy with a brace on each leg is walking on a treadmill.
With each step he takes on the treadmill, power is generated when the knee is swinging in extension. And it's during that extension phase that we turn on the generator and, as the traces below the video show, generate large peaks in power.
Those peaks in power show up as the hamstring muscle breaks to keep the leg from going too far forward. That's when the bionic brace kicks in. It grabs that potentially wasted energy and turns it into electricity. The brace can crank up to 20 watts with each step. That means 10 minutes of walking can power a laptop for a half hour. No other lightweight people-powered generator can top that. Yad Garch is betting that people will be intrigued. He's the CEO of Bionic Power, a company formed to market the brace. With some product tweaking, he envisions a world of alternative energy possibilities, especially for people who have to depend on batteries or don't have much access to electricity. His list includes millions of people in developing countries, amputees, and soldiers.
It is a green product primarily for the military because the number of batteries that they throw away.
Garches says, for example, Canadian soldiers carry up to 20 pounds of disposable batteries.
And these throwaway batteries cost a lot of money for them to get them into the theater or where they are doing their fighting.
Garch has already been talking to Canadian military reps about field tests, but the brace probably won't be ready for another year or two. The prototype still needs to be quieter, lighter, and more efficient before it makes its way into the hands, or rather, the legs of consumers. Better move over, Steve Austin.
Better. Stronger. Faster.
For the Environment Report, this is Anne Murray.